Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, summer's here and we have that hot, warm, sticky weather.
I know, and we've got stuff going on here at the Appleton Public Library to just cool you off.
All right.
Because we've got that air conditioning cranked right up there.
There you go. Good.
better bring a sweater if you're coming in here, Paul.
Yeah. I like it cool, let me tell you. My wife and I fight over the thermostat all the time. So
it's really not that cold, but compared to outside, you practically feel that way because of how warm everything is.
Yep.
But we do have cool temperatures, lots of magazines, newspapers, all sorts of things to entertain and amaze people. So make sure that you stop on down if you're looking for a place to cool off because, it's pretty wicked out there, isn't it?
Yeah, yesterday was really hot, that's for sure. So,
no kidding.
All right, well, tell us what's happening. You got many activities planned at the library in Appleton.
Yes, we have a different activity every single week for kids. I mean, we really do. This week we have Swift County 4-H. In fact, they're here right now while we're talking. And next week we have another program coming up for children, and that is Duke Otherwise. In fact, this guy is an entertainer, so we've got super great music, and that'll be on the 25th of July at 6:30 p.m. And we even are going to have a couple kids perform with him. And so I think that's super exciting to attend as well. So keep that in mind. And then the last week in July, the activity that we have is we have a magic show that will be here. In fact, we've got Magic Bob coming back, and he's going to be putting out a program called It's Showtime at your library. And that will be on Saturday morning, August 3rd at 10 a.m. And so, like I said, we've got three more activities, three more scheduled events, three more weeks left of summer reading, and those are the exciting things, I guess, that we have going on for kids. Now, adults, we've got Wednesday night coloring every Wednesday night from 5 to 7 p.m. You can come on down, and we've got some coffee for you if you want. We've got lots of coloring and relaxation for you, and that's every Wednesday. And then Steve Starrood will be here on July 24th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for all your technology, computer, adult basic ed, citizenship, you name it. That man has the patience to help almost anyone with anything, and so he'll be back here too. So like I said, we've got a little bit of something for everyone going on here at the Appleton Library. And don't forget, we've got our book club that we'll be meeting. We're reading Barbara Dolinsky's book called Escape. And we are meeting on Monday, the 29th of July at 5 p.m. to discuss this book. So if you're interested, we'll get you a book and you can join us on Monday, the 29th. So those are the activities that we have going on here at the Appleton Library for the month of July.
All right. And summer's just flying by, isn't it, Cindy?
I know. I can't believe it. In fact, we've had a lot of kids coming in because our summer reading program for age 4 to 4th grade and our teen program for 5th through 12th grade is continuing on. So we're seeing lots of kids coming in because we've only got a couple weeks left of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about all these things. And before you know it, August will be here. And, of course, you know, Miss Adrian and I have all sorts of things planned for the month of August, too.
Okay, real good.
Yeah.
Well, let's move into our segment that we do with you all the time is What Are People Reading?
Well, there are quite a few new things to talk about. There's Lock Every Door by Riley Sager. It's an apartment sitter uncovers secrets as she tries to expose a killer in an upscale Manhattan building. Whisper Network by Chandler Baker. Three close co-workers file a harassment lawsuit against the top CEO candidate at an athletic apparel brand in Dallas. Girls Like Us by Christina Alger is an FBI agent, returns to Long Island, and suspects her recently deceased father might have killed two people. Ooh, Surfside Sisters, let's hope we get something a little more upbeat. Surfside Sisters by Nancy Thayer. When things go sour in New York City, a novelist returns to Nantucket, where she must face her past mistakes. New and nonfiction are Alone at Dawn by Dan Schilling and Lori Chapman. It's an account of the actions taken by Air Force Combat Controller John Chapman in Afghanistan that earned him a Medal of Honor. Also, American Predator by Maureen Callahan is how the FBI caught Israel Keyes, a serial killer, for 14 years and attacked victims across the country and returned to his quiet life in Alaska. Quite the things out there for people to read. And if you've got a favorite author, stop on down and find out if they've got a book coming out, because I tell you, those things are pretty hot right now. Lots of new things coming in every single week, and something new and exciting to pick up and read on that vacation, on that trip somewhere, or listen to.
Mm-hmm. All right, Cindy. I tell you what, you mentioned earlier a library has magazines, newspapers. A lot of people, I don't know if they know that the libraries carry a lot of the area newspapers and the regular magazines, and even you can go there and use the computer, right?
Yes, we offer a lot of different services for people. We do carry area newspapers as well as some state newspapers and a lot of different magazines that are checkoutable, just like a book is checkoutable. Also, we have computers and printers here for people to use, as well as Wi-Fi and the Internet. Another thing to consider is bringing your portable devices in, because we do have air printing. So let's say you've got something on your phone and you really need to print it out, stop on down. We can do that for you as well.
Oh, wow.
We fax for people. We also scan to email for people. We have a lot of different services here, so if you're looking for something, maybe stop on down and see if it's something we can help you with, because we have all sorts of tech stuff available to ourselves here. Okay. and to the public, of course.
Okay, real good. Well, where are you located and when are you open, Cindy?
We are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us at giving us a call at 320-289-1681, or you can friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and check out our website. We also have digital content, so if you like to download books and read them at home on your portable devices, that is something that we can offer to people, too.
So. Okay, real good, Cindy. Yeah. Well, thanks for the report this morning. Crank that thermostat down a little more, and I'll be over if it's nice and cool in there.
I'll work on it for you, Paul. Anything for you.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. We'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.